my mom's favorite songs, so I never sang it. I never sang any of her songs until now. And I'm warning ya, it's a victorious, happy and glorious new strain. I know what you're thinking. Why hasn't she ever sung any of her mother's songs? Don't worry, everybody asks me that question. Men, women, children, 40 florists named Jonathan. I feel a song coming on. Why haven't I sung any of my mom's songs? Fear. Let's face it, a legend's a tough act to follow. It's a melody full of the laughter. You see, I started my illustrious singing career at the age of 19 at the Steel Pier in Atlantic City. Oh, I was on my way. Full of the laughter of children out after the rain. Rain? On opening night, Atlantic City had the worst storm in history. My audience? 400 hyperactive school children with no parental guidance. I followed 6 chimpanzees dressed in gold lame tuxedos and a diving horse named Wanda. Wait, it gets better. The MC that night was a punch-drunk boxer who had been hit in the head so many times, well, he could hardly walk. So he staggered to the microphone and dramatically announced, "And now, here she is, Judy's daughter, Lisa's little sister, the scintillating Miss Erna Lust." Oy. You'll hear a tuneful story. My story is that I tried to run away from it all. I dyed my hair purple and I sang rock and roll and I spent way too many nights at Studio 54 ringing through ya. I didn't want to be in anyone's shadow. Love and glory. But the further I ran, the shadow was always there, until one day I sat myself down and said, "You gotta make friends with the ghost." Hallelujah! That's when I decided to write my book, Me and My Shadows. Hallelujah! Then I was lucky enough to co-produce the miniseries based on my book. Hallelujah! Now, my directors never want me to tell you how successful the miniseries was because they never want me to look like I'm bragging. So I promised them I wouldn't say a word. But sometimes I just can't help myself. We were really successful. Have gone. Then this miraculous thing happened. The fear went away, and it was replaced by a little voice in my head. Pick up the torch and keep your mother's incredible legacy alive. Let those heavenly drums go on drumming. 'Cause that's why I'm here tonight. 'Cause I